The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 28, Text Number 15, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on September 13th, 2017, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shittila Anveyava Aveyava Yahi Gandharvai Ritta Paurusha Yavanai Aribi Rajan Uparudha Vrurodha Ha Stilavayavayahi Gandharvai Ritta Paurusha Yavanairaribi Rajan Uparudho Rirodaha Siti Lava Vyo Yarhi Gandharvai Hrita Paurusha Yavanairaribi Rajan Uparudho Rirodaha Shiti Lava Vyo Yahi Gandharvai Hrita Paurusha Yavanairaribi Rajan Uparudho Varodaha Tila Slackened
Novayana
Avyava His limbs. Yahi. When. Gandharvai. By the Gandharvas. Looks like a misspelling here in the word for word. It says gar instead of gan. Looks like it's maybe a misprint. Rita. Defeated. Paurusha, his bodily strength. Yavanai, by the Yavanas. Arivi, by the enemies. Rajan, O King Prachinabharashat. Uparudha, being checked. Rirodha, cried loudly. Ha, indeed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. The limbs of the serpent's body were slackened by the Gandharvas and Yavana soldiers who had thoroughly defeated his bodily strength. When he attempted to leave the body, he was checked by his enemies. Being thus baffled in his attempt, he began to cry loudly. Purport. At the last stage of life, the different gates of the body are choked by the effects of disease, which are caused by an imbalance of bile, mucus, and air. And thus the living entity cannot clearly express his difficulties, and surrounding relatives hear the son Gura Kura from a dying man. In his Mukunda Mala Stotra, King Kulashekar states, Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja Pancharantam advaiva me vishvatu manasa raja hamsa prana prayana samaye kapha vata pitai kanta varodhana vidho smaranam kutaste. My dear Krishna, please help me die immediately so that the swan of my mind may be encircled by the stem of your lotus feet. Otherwise, at the time of my final breath, when my throat is choked up, how will it be possible for me to think of you? The swan takes great pleasure in diving within water and being encircled by the stem of the lotus flower. This entanglement is sporting joy. If in our healthy condition we think of the lotus feet of the Lord and die, it is most fortunate. In the old age, at the time of death, the throat sometimes becomes choked with mucus or blocked by air. At such time, the sound vibration of Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra, may not come out. Thus, one may forget Krishna. Of course, those who are strong in Krishna consciousness cannot possibly forget Krishna at any stage because they are accustomed to chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, especially when there is a signal from death. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes this very nice verse from the Mukunda Mala Stotra of King Kulashekara. In fact, Srila Prabhupada very often quoted this verse. It's a very nice meditation. The Prophet mentions here in his purport how the swan takes great pleasure in diving in the water. And being encircled by the stem of the lotus flower. What they do is they wrap their neck inside the... They get it wrapped around their neck. That's how they like to be encircled by it. So that's a sporting joy for the swan to encircle his, be encircled by the stem of the lotus flower. So King Kulashekara wants his mind to be like that. His mind to be encircled by the lotus feet of Krishna, just like the swan is encircled by the lotus flower. He's actually praying to die immediately. When he's in a healthy state. The whole point is we have to be qualified to think of Krishna at the time of death. Just like in a university course, you have the final exam. So the time of death is our final exam. The course is life and the exam is death. If you pass the test, then you don't have to repeat the course. If you pass the test, you do not have to repeat the course. If you fail the test, you have to repeat the course. And repeat it again and again and again until finally you pass it. So we should train ourselves so that we can remember Krishna or God at the time of death. That way, purna janma vijate, we will not take birth again. It's actually very important to we learn how to not take breath again. As Krishna explains in the Gita, Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartinarjuna mam upechir kunteya punarjanmana vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, they are all places of misery.
tās visas ir ciešana vietas.
Wherein repeated birth and death take place.
Un kur atkārtota piedzimšana un nāve notiek.
But one who attains to my abode
bet tas, kurš sasniedz manu mājvietu,
does not take birth again.
Tas vairs nepiedzims.
So, even if you become on the higher planets,
pat, ja jūs nonākat uz augstākajām planētām,
even if you became situated on Lord Brahma's planet,
pat, ja jūs nonākat uz Kunga Brahmas planētu,
it's still a miserable place.
Tā joprojām ciešam pie
vietu. When I speak of any place on this planet,
tad ko vēl runāt par jebkādu vietu šīs planētas?
So we really need to qualify ourselves to be Krishna conscious.
Tāpēc mums ir jābūt gataviem attīstīties savā Krishna apziņā.
So how does one then cultivate the ability to always to be able to remember Krishna at the time of death?
Kā gan cilvēks attīst šo spēju nāves brīdī atcerēties Krishna?
By remembering him now.
Atceroties viņu šobrīd.
By being vigilant that I'm always Krishna conscious.
Būtu esot nomodā vai es, jā, ka es visu laiku esmu Krishna apziņā.
From the moment I wake up in the morning.
No sākot man tā brīdī, kad es pamostos no rīta.
The moment I take rest at night. Actually, if one is very vigilant to always remember Krishna throughout the day, they will dream about Krishna at night. They'll never forget Krishna. It's like Prabhupada said, there was never a time when I forgot Krishna. Now, as neophyte devotees, we're forgetting Krishna a lot. Very often we forget
Krishna.
So we have to now mature ourselves. Mature means remembering Krishna more. The more you remember Krishna, the more you're becoming mature. And remember Krishna all the time, then you're completely mature. You're perfect in Krishna consciousness. Krishna smaranam in Sanskrit, remembering Krishna. So, of the nine types of bhakti, remembrance is the third type. It's based on the foundation of hearing and chanting. So the more you hear about Krishna, the more you talk about Krishna, the more you chant Hare
Krishna,
the more you join the kirtan, all of these things, shravana kirtana, this will make you very strong in remembrance. So we take every opportunity to hear about Krishna. Attend as many lectures as possible. Hear as many recorded lectures as possible. Attend as many kirtans as possible. Hear as many recorded kirtans as possible. In this way, always chanting, 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 and hearing, and hearing, hearing. One can also memorize verses. And chant them every day. Just like some devotees, they memorize the Govinda prayers. And they chant them every day in the Sanskrit and English. So the more we dive into these vibrations, you see, the more our intelligence becomes purified, and there our ability to remember Krishna becomes strengthened. And these verses are so beautiful, they're so enlivening actually. Chantamani prakara sadma sukhapa viksha laksha vrateshu shurabhi radhipala yantam Lakshmi sahasya satasam brahmasevyamanam Govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord.
He
was tending the cows in abodes built with spiritual gems. It was tending the cows in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, and always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or Gopis. So memorizing verses is a very good way to become more remembering Krishna. Give yourself a sloka list of all the verses you'd like to learn. And put them to memory. It's a very enlivening thing. The more you memorize slokas, the more your power of remembrance becomes enhanced. And then when you preach, people will see, oh, he's not giving his own opinion, he's giving the Shastric viewpoint. A qualified preacher can back up everything he says with Shastra. He does not give his opinion. He repeats the Vedic version. And he can prove it with evidence from the Vedas. So this is how one becomes fixed in Krishna consciousness. And one becomes powerful for presenting Krishna consciousness. So perhaps there are some questions.
Yes, ma'am. What should I answer if during discussion people who are not connected anyhow with Krishna consciousness tell me, why are you always repeating or quoting some thoughts or verses from the outside? Don't you have your own thoughts about that?
Yeah, so actually, a devotee definitely has his own realizations. He's not just a parrot. A devotee, one who is actually fixed in Krishna consciousness, is very deep in his own personal realizations. On any point, he can give countless examples. Because it's not just, you could say, book knowledge, it's realized knowledge also. He has realized Krishna, and his realizations are confirmed in the scriptures. Of course, to have blind faith in the scriptures is also good. But it's not as good as having realized knowledge of the scriptures. By actually following the directions in the scriptures, you will have your own personal realizations, which will be in perfect harmony with the scriptures. Next.
Hare Кришна, вот сейчас среди преданных становится популярным не приходить в храм на утреннюю лекцию, а смотреть через интернет по трансляции. вот скажите, пожалуйста, вот в чем это благо, если приходить все-таки сюда и общаться с преданными совместно, слушать его лично, непосредственно?
Tagad ir kļuvis populārs nenākt uz lekcijām no rīta, bet skatīties tās internetā, paskaidrojot lūdzu, kāds ir ieguvums no tā, ja nāk tieši šeit uz templu. Nowadays it is very popular not to attend morning classes, but watch them on the internet. Could you kindly explain what is the benefit of coming to the attending classes here at the temple?
First of all, it's Prabhupada's order. Every devotee must attend the classes. So you're actually following Prabhupada and you do them. And if you don't do it, you're not following Prabhupada. So when you follow Prabhupada, you're connected with Prabhupada. And you're connected with Prabhupada, you're connected with Krishna. So when he disobeys the order of the spiritual master, he's cutting himself off from Krishna. It's basically a matter of being dead or alive. If you follow Prabhupada's instruction, you become alive in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you're more or less a walking dead. What can I say? Yes. Yeah, if one is invalid and is not able to attend, just like recently I was invalid. Due to a problem in my spine, I couldn't come for the class, but I heard on the internet.
Es nevarēju apmeklēt mugurkaula problēmu dēļ lekcijas, un tad es varēju klausīties tās internetā.
So there's an actual reason why one cannot come, and that's another thing.
Jā, ir nopietnas iemesls, kāpēc cilvēks nevar atnākt, jā.
But Prabhupada wanted us to come and sit in the class. As much as... And actually it is stated that Upanishad means coming close to the spiritual master. So as far as possible, we should always be very eagerly packed up tightly with the devotees. Some may want to be like aloof from the devotees. But that makes them spiritually weak. The more we come together on the order of Srila Prabhupada, the more we become powerful and strong in Krishna consciousness. Actually, the verse says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, always be engaged in hearing Bhagavatam. So this 1 hour a day, that is a minimization. The actual standard is 24 hours a day we should be hearing Bhagavatam. Or serving the person Bhagavatam. Carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. So what we can do to inspire more devotees to come? By our own enthusiasm to come. The more we become surcharged and enlivened by hearing, that will impact others. When they see how enlivened and happy we are, they'll be thinking, well, what's making him so happy?
iedvesmot. Ja, tad, jo vairāk viņš varēs iedvesmot cits, jo tad viņi skatīsies, kāpēc viņš ir tik iedvesmots un enerģisks.
He goes for Bhagavatam every day.
Viņš ir uz Bhagavatam katru dienu.
He's so happy and advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Viņš ir tik laimīgs un tik progresējis Krishna sapziņā.
Maybe I should go for Bhagavatam too, become more happy. Of course, if house orders, it may be difficult to come to the temple every morning. So they can sit together, husband and wife and children, they can have a reading of Bhagavatam at home. Or if it's on the internet, they could do that. It's only those who are living in the temple. Unless there's some service requirement in the kitchen or something, they should be here. Questions more? Yeah.
One more example about the internet. Just like you have a live lectures on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's many live lectures on the internet nowadays. Yeah. But those who say, well, I hear on the internet, they're really hearing it, or they're just turning it on and doing something else.
Bet, saka, problēma ir tā, ka tie, kas klausās internetā, ne vienmēr viņi klausās internetā, viņi ieslēdz tās lekcijas fonā un bet dara kaut ko citu.
It's good to be sitting in the class because it helps us to pay attention.
Ir labi sēdēt šeit lekcijā, tāpēc, ka tas palīdz mums pievērst uzmanību lekcijā.
And next question, yes. Now when they're driving to work, yeah. It's better than nothing, yeah.
Labāk kaut kas nekā nekas, piemēram, arī braucot uz darbu, tad iespējams klausīties lekciju.
Мне давно удалось, столкнулся с одним преданным, который какое-то время назад он потерял веру своего духовного учителя, и то есть это, ну, только в каком состоянии он находится. Меня натолкнуло на мысли, что я такого не хочу в своей жизни. И, ну, что это было реально такое грустное зрелище. И два вопроса. То есть, каким образом, ну, в чем причина, почему человек может потерять веру в духовного учителя? И второй вопрос. Каким образом укрепить эту веру? То есть, сделать ее непоколебимой?
Если я сотрекусь в каком-то факте, если золотая инвестиция в санкурегием с холотаем, Un es nevēlētos nonākt šādā situācijā, tas, ko es redzēju, nebija iedvesmojoši. Un tad ir divi jautājumi, kāpēc cilvēki zaudē ticību skolotājiem un kā nostiprināt šo ticību.
Recently I met a devotee who has lost his faith to his spiritual master. And what I saw and what I experienced was after that I was thinking I wouldn't like ever to be in such state. And from that, I have two questions. First one is, why does it happen? Why one loses his faith to his Gurudeva? And the second question is, how to increase this faith?
If one disobeys the order of their spiritual master, he will naturally lose faith. One who always follows the order of the spiritual master, their faith will become stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So the key is, if you want, one wants to keep their faith, they should always follow their initiation vows without deviation. At least 16 rounds every day without fail. Following the regulated principles, no illicit sex, no meeting, no intoxication, no gambling. Other items that Prabhupada wants us to do, rising early and saying Garbhastakam prayers.
Prabhupada mums jau norādīja
vakars celties agri no rīta un dziedāt garvaštākām lūkšanas.
Read the books.
Lasīt grāmatas.
Prabhupāda said, all of my disciples must read all of my books.
Prabhupāda teica, visiem maniem mācekļiem ir jālas visu manas grāmatas.
And even who loses faith in Guru, they're not reading the books, that's all.
Un tas, kurš...
Anyone who loses faith in their Guru, they're not reading the books.
Tie tātad, ja tu...
So when regularly reads these literatures of Prabhupada and he chants his rounds, he rises early, his faith will become stronger and stronger and stronger. They see faults unnecessarily. Yeah, they may imagine some fault also.
Yeah, dažkārt ticība tiek zaudēta tāpēc, ka cilvēks bez jebkāda pamata sāk saskatīt trūkumus savā garīgajā skolotājā.
Then my guru is not perfect.
Mans guru nav pilnīgs.
I saw him in the class, he nodded out for a minute, so he's not perfect.
Es redzēju, ka lekcijas laikā viņš aizsnaudās uz mirkli.
Therefore, I have no more faith in him because I saw him not out in the class for a minute. But you know what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, I am not perfect. My perfection is I'm representing the perfect. So you have to see, is my Guru Maharaj, is he perfectly representing his spiritual master? He's always following his spiritual master and always purely presenting his spiritual master's teachings. He's always presenting teaching Krishna consciousness as Prabhupada has taught in the same exact teachings. All right, I saw my Guru Maharaj have two sweets instead of one, so he must be in Maya, he had two sweets. I saw him take two glob jamans, so he's a sense gratifier. It reminds me of one story. When I was a young brahmachari, I was attending a Ratha Yatra festival in New Orleans. And I had a Simply Wonderful in my hand. Getting ready to honor it. And when brahmachari came up to me, and he said, stop! That's a dhoti whitener. If you beat that sui, you're going to fall down from brahmachari life and get married. If you eat that sui, you will fall down from brahmachari life and get married. Brahmacharis don't take sweets. So I went ahead and ate the sweet. I ate the sweet, yeah. And I didn't get married either. And he got married very soon. I was a brahmachari for 14 years. And then my marriage was arranged by my GBC as a special, some special mercy, actually. Great devotee, and marry a great devotee. So sometimes people want to judge people on very external things, you see. When actually they're the ones at fault, not the ones that they're judging. That can cause, yeah, if you associate, some people are, there's some, they're called third class devotees, they're always criticizing. They're full of offense. If you associate with such devotees, you will fall down. This Prabhupada describes them in the Purport, in the Bhagavatam. Devotees are always critical. We offer them respect as devotees, but we don't mix with them. Any more questions?
Вчера на лекции был вопрос такой, Нараяна Махараджи. Я о нем читала, что он сам написал такое, что он очень общался со Шрилой Прабхупадой, что он самадхи его нашел, что у них были очень хорошие отношения, что он очень помогал ему, как он мог стать майавадой. Меня это очень волнует. И я слышала между преданными тоже разговоры такие, что вообще о нем не надо говорить и вспоминать, и это майявада, и все. Он был другом Шрилы Прабхупады, по моему понятию.
Tad jautājums vakar tika pieminēts no Raina Maharadža, un, bet es lasīju, ka viņš ir bijis liels Šrīlas Prabhupādas draugs un dažādi viņam palīdzējis, un es nekādu nevaru saprast, kā tas varēja tagad notikt, ka viņš ir piesies pret viņu, un es esmu dzirdējis arī, ka Bhaktis saka, vispār no Raina Maharadža nevajag pieminēt. Yesterday, no Raina Maharadža was mentioned, and in this regard, I would like to clarify, because I would really like to know, because I read about him that he was a friend of Srila Prabhupada and helped him very much, and I can't understand how is it that now he's against Prabhupada, and I have heard the devotees...
He's now departed. He's not here in the world anymore.
Viņš vairs nav, viņš ir atstājis šo pasauli, viņš vairs nav. I know, but the talks or rumors are left that I think that he is my body, or that the talks still people devotees are talking about him, and are talking in terms like you shouldn't even mention his word, and I can't understand how it happened that he turned against Prabhupada. Before he was his friend.
Well, there's certain envy. Prabhupada was, of all the followers of Bhattis, and only Prabhupada came out fully successful. Only Prabhupada came out fully successful. So there's some envy sometimes manifest because of
that. But is it true that he became Mayavadi, or he...
No, he wasn't a Mayavadi, no. He was just very, very critical of ISKCON. Prabhupada would not approve of that, somebody being so critical of ISKCON. Any more questions?
There is an organization here in Riga called Bhakti Marg, and I don't know there is an
what Marg?
Yes, Bhakti Marg.
Bhakti Marg.
Bhakti Marg. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know about them, but I know that some devotees regularly attend them. How should we deal? Yeah, what should be my attitude towards that organization?
Well, what are they? Are they teaching Mayavadi philosophy?
Yeah, the one from Mauritius.
There's some.
From Mauritius. There is a preacher from Mauritius.
He's
a Mayavadi.
Mayavadi. Yeah, we don't go to Mayavadi. Mayavadi, Lord Chaitanya says, Mayavadi Basha Hai Sarvanash. One who takes to a Mayavadi understanding, his spiritual life is destroyed. Thing is, not everyone may not know what is Mayavadi philosophy. We can just tell that briefly and then end it here. We're a little over time. But Mayavadi philosophy is the idea that actually you are God.
Mayavadi philosophy is in the pamatai, but tu esi Dievs.
And you just forgot about it. Now you have to remember that you're God and go back to being God again. So sometimes Mayavadi is even in the name of Bhakti Yoga, they teach Mayavadi philosophy. That by worshipping Krishna, you become Krishna. So we strictly do not mix with Mayavadi. Actually, Prabhupada didn't want us going even outside for any, even for the Gaudiya God brothers, not to go to them. Even them, he didn't want us to go to. So we'll stop here. Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Guru Premanandi.